Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Psachim, Perikhes, Mishnaches. Oinein, we've already learned what an Oinein is. It's the day that a Karav of his passed away, the first day of Avelos, he's called an Oinein. He is not allowed to eat Hegdish. That night, Min HaToyra, he's no longer considered an Oinein. We learn that from the story by Nadav and Avihu, after Nadav and Avihu passed away, where the Pasuk says, V'yachalti Chatas HaYoim, Yoim Aser, but Laila is Mutter. However, normally the Rabbanan say he is considered an Oinein that night. He has a Ninus mid Rabbanan. But in the case of the Karban Pesach, if he was an Oinein on Erev Pesach, so Chazal said, Oyvei, if we're going to institute our Aninus at night, that's going to prevent him from eating the Karban Pesach. And not to eat the Karban Pesach is a Chiyuv Karis. So Chazal said, okay, normally he's an Oinein that night, but not in this case. Not if it's the night of Pesach. However, and this is the main chiddush of this Mishnah, because all of this we've learned already, he does have to toivel himself. Oinein, again, let's see the Mishnah. Toivel, he immerses himself in the mikvah. V'oichel es pischoi le'erev, he can eat his Karban Pesach at night. We do not apply the fact that he's supposed to be an Oinein midrabanan at night. Avaloi b'kachem, it's not true for other kachem, he can't eat any other hegdish. You can eat the Karban Pesach, but you can't eat, let's say, the Karban Chagiga. Why not? Why don't we say the Chazal should say, no, it's only Aninas Midrabanan, let's let him eat Hegdish. After all, it's a mitzvah sasei to eat Hegdish. It says, V'achlu aysam ha-shakupar behem, and the answer is true, it's a mitzvah sasei to eat Hegdish. But there's no chi of karis, we're not eating. So for that, Chazal said, no, we're going to leave the Aninas Midrabanan in place. But for the Karban Pesach, he can eat. Now, let me ask you something. Why does he have to toivel himself for? He's not Tomei, he's an Oinein. Avelos is not Toma, it's mourning. It's crying. So what Pshat HaBa Tanura brings is, anyone that was Aser to eat Hegdish, and suddenly it becomes Mutter for him to eat Hegdish, he has to have Tefillah. Others explain that, look, during his time of Aninus, during his time of Tsar, maybe he was Metame himself, could be he doesn't even realize it. Some say it's an inyan of Hesach Hadas. If he knows he's not allowed to eat Hegdish, so Mameli doesn't have the same level of watching himself. But either way, that's the main chiddush of the Mishnah. The Einan can eat the Karban Pesach at night, but he has to toivel himself, and it's only the Karban Pesach, not other Hegdish. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, HaShomeya Al Meisai. This person heard that one of his relatives passed away. He didn't hear about it right away when the relative passed away. He only heard about it later. So the din is, on the day that he hears about it, he's an Oinein midrabanan. And the same is true for v'hamalakit loy atzamais, one who arranged for the atzamais, for the bones of one of his krovim, to be gathered together. This means that for whatever reason, the bones of his father or mother are going to be reburied. The Gemara says in Masechtas Moed Katan, on that day he's considered an Avel. Only that day, not at night. The same is true for someone who only hears afterwards that one of his relatives died. He's an Oinein midrabanan, but only that day, not at night. Therefore, Toivel, he can Toivel himself, V'echel b'kachim, and eat any kachim, not just the Karban Pesach. Because in this case, even the day itself is just midrabanan. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Ger, Shem is Geir be Erev Pesach. And Ger was Megair himself on Erev Pesach. So now he wants to eat the Karban Pesach at night. Beshamayon, the Beshamay say, no problem. Toivel, he immerses himself, be Ochelus Pesach li Erev, and eats the Karban Pesach in the evening. Sagt the Beshamay, it's okay, you can have the Karban Pesach, but you have to Toivel yourself again. When it says over here Toivel, it means besides for the fact that he may have Toiveled himself to become a ger, you have to toivel yourself because suddenly now it became mutter for you to eat a carbon. That requires a special tefillah, like we learned before about the Oinein. Anytime you are not allowed to eat a carbon, and suddenly you are allowed to eat a carbon, you have to have tefillah. The Beis Hillel disagree. The Beis Hillel say, HaPoyrish Min HaArla. That means that he now separated himself from someone who did not have bris milah. Is kepoyrish min hakever. What happens if someone is Pirish Min HaKever? He has to go through a whole process of Tahara. You have to sprinkle on him the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adum on day number 3 and day number 7. So if he only became a ger on Erev Pesach, it's too late. He's not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. He needs now 7 days. Now let's understand as follows. In order to become a ger, there's a 3-step process. Bris Milah, Tefillah in the Mikvah, and accepting the Oel Mitzvahs. Now what the Beis Hillel are concerned about is, this ger comes here on Erev Pesach, goes through the whole process, and let's say we're going to give him the green light, tonight you eat the Korban Pesach. Well, you just have to title yourself again. Besides the Tefillah, the Shem Geres, you have to title yourself again. No problem. Suppose the next year, he's Tamei. He's going to come, he's going to say, last year, I was also Tamei. I may have come into contact with Tumas Meis, and I took care of everything in Erev Pesach. And that night, I was able to eat. He doesn't realize, last year, he didn't have a din of a yid. So even if he came into contact with Tumah, he doesn't have the halachis of Tumah. As soon as he's megayer himself, it's a new thing. He doesn't need the paradum, he doesn't need the 7 days to be sprinkled on the 3rd and 7th day. But now he's a Yisrael. Now you can't just come and say, I'm Tumah, no problem, I'll tevel myself and eat at night. Now you have to go through a 7-day process. And you have to be sprinkled with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paradum on day number 3 and day number 7. So because of this gzeira, the Beis Hillel said, no, anyone that becomes a ger in Erev Pesach, he's not ready that night to eat. The Beis Shammai say, no, we're not going to make this gzeira. We hope he'll understand. Last year, the fact that he was Tamei doesn't mean that he needs 7 days. Then he was a Nachri. This year, he's a Yisrael. He has much more strict halachis. It's more complicated to become Tar. But one thing everyone would agree with. Suppose you have a Yisrael that had Bris Milah on Erev Pesach. Why didn't he have it till now? Maybe his brothers died when they had Bris Milah. They were scared to give him Bris Milah when he was younger. Under these circumstances, everybody would agree, even the Beis Hillel, that he can tovel himself and he can eat the Korban Pesach at night. And we're not going to make a gzeira of a Oral Yisrael atu Oral Nachri. We're not going to say, if we're going to allow the Yid who had Bris Milah today to eat at night, maybe the Nachri is also going to think he had Bris Milah today and he could eat at night. That we're not going to be geyser, and that everybody would agree with. So, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that an Einin is a person on the first day of Avelis, Rachmana Litzlan, he can tovel himself and eat his Korban Pesach in the evening, but not other kachin, because really, Midrabban, he's still an Einin at night. It's just that, being that not eating the Korban Pesach is a chi of kara, so Chazal said, we're going to lift the Aninus of night. But for other kachin, where it's just a mitzvah to say, we say no. He can't. We learned that if someone hears after the time that his relative passed away, later on he hears about it, or they're reburying the bones of his father or mother, they have to be moved. So the din is that he's an oinei midrabanan on that day. If this happens in Erev Pesach, he could tovel himself and he can eat kachem, not just the Korban Pesach, but any kachem at night, and that's because even during the day over here, he's only an oinen midrabanan. And then we learned in our Mishnah, if you have a ger that became a ger on Erev Pesach, the Vishami say, he has the green light, he has to re-toivel himself, meaning to say, even if he toiveled himself for the gerus, he has to toivel himself again because he now got a heter to eat a carbon. And whenever you couldn't eat a carbon, and now you could eat, it requires tefillah. And he eats his carbon Pesach. The Bishil say, no. And the Bastil's concern is as follows. He's going to think, I was Tameh, I may have touched a mace or whatever, and here I become a ger in Erev Pesach, no problem. I tovel myself once, l'shem geiris, later on again, I tovel myself, l'shem the carbon, I could eat at night. The next year, he's taka Tameh, he's going to think, I tovel myself Erev Pesach, and it's okay. No, now you're a Yisrael. Now, if you came into contact with Tumas Meis, it's a 7-day process. You have to be sprinkled with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7. So therefore, the Beis Hillel say, you know what? Because we're scared he's going to confuse the two, we say whenever he's Pirish Min Arla, meaning to say he had Bris Milah now to become a Ger, it's as if he has to be Metayer himself from Tumas Meis. We need 7 days. And he has to be sprinkled on day number 3 and day number 7. The Beis Shammai, they don't make that gzera. We said Hakol Moedim. That if it's a Yisrael who, for whatever reason, could not have Bris Milah until now, but he had his Bris Milah on Erev Pesach, then Vada, he can toivel himself and eat the Karban Pesach le'erev, and we don't make a Gzeira, Arel Yisrael, Atu Arel Nachri.